We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Gimel Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line, Hurdus. And the first word of that line is Akrona. So here, Hurdus Avda the Beis Chashvanai Yehava. Hurdus was the Eved in the house of the Beis Chashvanai, who were the kings, the Malachim, at that time. They were the Malchus, they were the royal family, the Beis Chashvanai, at that time. So he was the Eved in the Beis Chashvanai. He had his eye on one of the princesses of the family. So this Eved heard a baskola. He heard a baskola. Any Eved that rebels today will be matzliach. So what did he do? He killed out the entire royal family. No one was left. The only one was left is this tinoikis, this princess that he wanted. They only left her. When she saw this, Ki Chazas, Ahinu Kusa, the Kabbalah Mitzvah, she saw that he wants to marry her, and she's the only one left. Salika Agra, she went up to the roof, Verama Kala, and she screamed out, Amra, Koman, the Osi, the Omar, the Beis Chashvanai, Kasina Avdahu. I'm the only one left, and she was planning on jumping off the roof, she's going to die. And she said, anyone that says they're from the family of Chashvanayim, they're lying, they're a Eved. The Leishtar Menai, Ahinu Kusa. And that Yinukusa fell from the roof to the ground. And Kachava, Lamaisa, he really wanted her. So Tomlo Sheva Shnin Behudufsha, he put her into a dvash for 7 years to conserve her. Ikadamri Baalah, some say that he was Baalah, Ikadamri Loi Baalah, Damla Baalah, Tomlo Lusul Yitzrek. The reason why he conserved her, put her into this dvash, is in order to satiate his Yetzahara. But the Amri Loibala, Halatamra Kehikh Nemru, he could always say, Bas Melchosa, that was my wife, I married a princess, and therefore I'm really in the royal family and I'm really part of that family. Lamaisa, he was the new king now. And he said like this, and he knew that the Chazal Darshan from the Pasuk of Mekara Vachecha Tosu Melech, that it means it has to be someone with good yichas, it can't be a Evet. Amaman Darsh Mekara Vachecha Tosu Melech Melech. Who makes this drasha? Who makes drasha? Go look at Taisvis. Who makes drasha? It's a pasuk of the Torah that says it has to be a karavachach. Zog Taisvis. Ma? Chashvanayim were Yidin, yes. The Eved. Who is the Eved? A guy. He's the Eved Kanani, actually. So Eved Kanani has shtickled in as a Yid, actually. Has shtickled in as a Yid. He didn't marry her. No, yeah, he claimed he was from Chashvanayim himself. He knew after a few years they forget. They didn't have social media those days. So people can forget very quickly. Don't know anything. Don't know who he is. He's the new Melech. And he married the princess. The princess, they wouldn't take a son-in-law like that if it was Eved. But Lamaisa, the Chazal knew he was a... The Chazal of those days knew that he was an Eved. And they darshan v'kerav v'checha tosav v'levach. That even if you're a ger, you're not allowed to be an Eved. So... Now what's Pasuk on the Pasuk? It says Mekarev Echecha, that has to be your brother, and he's not a brother. Zog Taisvis, second to bottom Taisvis. The pastor of the Kra, Loi Mashbel with the Eved Shu Achicha B'mitzvahs, because a Eved license has mitzvahs like an Isha. Elo Eved Chavim. Rabbanon Darsh, no, Mumchash V'checha, can't be an Eved. So it was Rabbanon's fault it was that he can't be a Melech. He said, I'll have a good idea, I'll get rid of them, and I won't have any problems. Man Darsh Mekarev Echecha Tosav Malach HaMelech, Rabbanon. Kom Katlim Nuklu Rabbanon. He killed all the Rabbanon. The only one left, Shavku Elabav Ben Buto. He left one smart tzaddik, Bob Ben Buta, in order to take eights from him. Now Taisus speaks out that he left others also, Ben Besera, and also we'll see later on in the Gemara, there were Rabbanon, but he killed out most of the Rabbanon. Ahadle Klila the Yaili. Maisa, he put on his head, Hordus put on Bob Buta's head this crown made out of porcupine skin. Nakrinu Leineha, actually made him blind. Yom Echad, one day, Bob Buta was sitting, he couldn't see. He came, Asav Yosef Kameh, Hordus came and sat in front of him. Oh man, and he had no idea who it was. Bon Buddha had no idea who this person sitting in front of him was. He was blind. Chazi Mar, Hai Avda Bisha, Maika Avid. Do you see what this Melech, who's the Eved, the bad Eved, do you see what he's doing? Amalei, so Bon Buddha said, my Avalei, so what should I do about it? Why don't you curse him? Amalei, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, so Bon Buddha answered, it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Gam bima do'echo melech al tekal. Even in your machshava, you should not curse a melech. So Amalei, Hailav melechu, he's not a melech. He's an Eved, he's not a melech. Amalei, so, but Buddha said, even if he's an Asher, you don't do that. They'll have an Asher v'alma v'chsiv, it says in the same Pasuk, v'chedrei mishkovcha al tekal Asher. Don't curse the Asher. So he says, but he's still an Eved. He's not even an Asher, he's an Eved. So he said, "Vloy yell a nasi. It's not worth a nasi. V'chsev nasi v'amcha loyisar. Don't curse a nasi. Amalei ba'oisim ma'is amcha. That's only when he does ma'is amcha. And this eved, this king Hordus, does not do ma'is amcha. V'haylo ba'is ma'is amcha. Amalei. So he said, still, I'm scared, Mr. Veimene. I'm still scared of him. Amalei. Lekinish da'azel. The lemalei. The anova at yisivna. It's only me and you. No one's gonna find out about this." Amalei, no, Ksiv says, it's all in the same pasuk. It says, "Ki oifa shemayim yoylech esakoyel ubalkan afayim yagadova." You know, words have wings. You don't take any chances. Oifa shemayim yoylech esakoyel ubalkan afayim yagadova. The birds will bring the koyel, and something with wings will tell over the story. So Amalei, after this whole conversation, Hordus says, "I know who. It's me. I'm Hordus himself." If he adana the Zari Rabban and Kuli Hai, Levekatilmulhu. If I knew this so careful, I would not have killed them. Hashtu Maitakandu Gavra. What can I do to fix it up? And the Gemara took a pella, because, like Taras Chayim and Mashal, they will ask, that Lechaira, the reason why he killed them is because he said Mekarev Achacha. So now that he sees that they won't curse him, he's not going to kill, he wouldn't kill them? That's not why he killed them. That's what they ask. So the answer that he thought that they would kill him because he's an Eved. And now he saw they wouldn't even curse him, so now he said, you know what, I shouldn't have killed him already. So what's the takana? Amalei, so Bum told him, "Hu kava oirei shal oilam, the chsiv kiner mitzv tarar." You heard this, you distinguished the oirei of the oilam. What's the oirei of the oilam? Tara, kiner mitzv tarar. Yelech v'yasek v'oirei shal oilam. Go be Isaac in the Irish. A lot of, I think this is the reason why they make a fire of Shimon HaChai. We know Shimon HaChai is just a reason why you could dance around with music. Why do you have a fire of Shimon HaChai? Because this pasuk, Torah Ar, Shimon HaChai gave us so much Torah, and that's what make a fire to Torah Ar. Torah is the Irish Olam. That's the reason. And Yasek Ba'irish Olam, which is the Misa HaMikdash, Tachsiv, V'naru Elav Kol HaGoyim, that all the Goyim will come, and it's lashon there of a Naru of Ar. So he says, you killed the Ira, you distinguished the Irish Olam, which means the Torah, the only way to fix it up is by fixing the Beis HaMikdash. Who sima inish olam? You blinded the eye of the world. Chsiv ha'hoya me'ine eda. The Talmid Chama called the ine eda. Yelch v'yasku me'inish olam. Chsiv says in the pasuk in Mechalas Mekdashi gan Mechalal es Mekdashi ga'oyin uzchem mechama machmad einechem. Loshon of einechem. You see by the Beis Hamikdash called machmad einechem. So go rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. He told him to take it apart and put it back together. A beautiful Beis Hamikdash. Amalei, Mestafina Malchusa, I'm worried about the Malchus, because Rome at that time were in charge of Eretz Yisrael. Said, I need permission, I need zoning from the Rome. So what would say, I have an idea for you. Send a shliach to Rome, make sure it takes a year to get there, make sure it takes a year in Rome to get all the permits, and then come back a year. By that time, everything will be done. Amalei, Shadu Shlicha, let him go for a year, V'la'akav Shasa, stay there for a year, V'la'akav Shasa, come back for a year, Adahachi V'achi, Sashu Leib in his life. In 3 years, I'll have it down and built. Avadahachi, Hitaka did that. Shalchu Leib, so they sent back, Rome sent back the tshuva, the answer, and he sent back this. And Lois, they knew who they're dealing with. He said, Lois Sotrasa, if you didn't knock it down yet, I'll test it, don't knock it down. Vim Sotrasa, if you knock it down, I'll test it, don't build it. Vimsintrasa Venisa, if you took it down and built it, I know your tricks. Avda, they gave him a nice mishaberach. Avda bisha basa da avda mismalchin. You bad eved. After you do something, you ask permission. Im zaynech alach, even if you have your arms and that's how you rebelled and took over the malchus. Sefracha kan, we have your sefer yichus right in front of us. Leirecha lebarecha. You're not a melech. You're not the son of a melech. Hordus avde klani masavid. You heard this to Eved who made himself free himself.
So even Rome was against
him
too.
Yeah. They stood. He was no royal blood there. No royal blood. My recha. What's the lashon of recha? Machusha. The chesed in the pasuk. Anochi ayoyim rach umashuach melech. You see that Reich of Lashon Malchus from this pasuk, and Reich of Yerach and Meshuach Melch, the boy say Malch from this pasuk, you can find of Avreich, Lashon Avreich. They called on Yosef Atzadik. You see, Reich is a Lashon of Malchus. Amri, they said, Mishu loy ra binyan Hordus loy ra binyan Amiyamav. So Hordus Taka built the Beis Hamikdash right away. He built the Beis Hamikdash, and it was the nicest building ever built. Mishu loy ra binyan Hordus loy ra binyan Amiyamav. But my banya, how did he build it? Amar Rava. But Avnei Shaisha is with a certain marble, green marble, greenish marble, umirma, and white marble. It was green and white marble. Igadamri, there was a third color here. Avni kukla, blue marble, sheisa, green, umirma, and white marble. Afik safa, vayal safa. And it went in and out. The walls were like indentation, and they came back out. Indentation back out. Hegel and Kabul see the Nora, it should hold the plaster well. They wanted to cover it with gold. Amri le rabbanon shafki, leave it. Don't cover it with gold. Don't make gold plated. It looks like the waves of the ocean. And you have to know why is that better than gold, but that's what you saw. They look like idvasa di yama, like the waves of the ocean, which has shaykhis maybe to remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know, with the Tcheles Ayin in Rashi, Parashat Shlach, by the Tzitzis. Ubaba ben Buta, heicha avadachi. Now, what happened here? Baba Buta tried to help her this out. He was a bad Eved, and Baba Buta gave him an Eitzah to get a Kaparo. Ubaba ben Buta, heicha avadachi. How did he do such a thing? Why did Daniel get a Oynish? Daniel got a, we'll see what Oynish was, but he got an Oynish because he gave an Eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar. Because Nebuchadnezzar got a big klala, and Nebuchadnezzar came to Daniel, what should I do? Daniel said, I have an idea for you. Shinema, it says in the Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Lahein Malka, you are the Melech, Malki Yishafar Loch, it would be a good idea for you, the Melech, v'chata'och b'tzidko peruk, that take care of your chata'och with tzedakah, v'av yosach, and yaveris b'michan anyun, you could take care of by taking care of aniyim, hein to have an orchol shavosech, that will give a kapara, a refuah to Yishalim. So he gave him this idea to take care of aniyim, and kachava, it says, v'ksiv, kulam ot avuchanetzah, malka, all the klalas came on avuchanetzah, he turned to like an animal. But b'ksiv, it might say he had a 12-month reprieve. B'ksiv, l'ksas yarkon treyasa, after 12 months. And because of that, Daniel got an oynish, because he gave an eitzah to, Daniel gave an eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar, he got an oynish. So the question is, how did Babu to give an eitzah to Hordis, l'chayra, it's not the right thing. So more two terutzim. And b'yiseima, shani avdil l'chayv mitzvah, it's different. Hordis was a Jew. He was an Eved Kanani, but he was a Jew. His chayv mitzvah is like an isha, therefore you give him an eitzah. Without the king, you never have it rebuilt. And this was worth it for Klal Yisrael, for the Beis HaMikdash, which the Gemara said there was a tehuya. The Gemara said before, there was a little problem, there was a crack in the Beis HaMikdash, like the Gemara said on yesterday's blot, that there was a crack in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we needed the Malchus, and therefore it was a good idea in such a case to tell him to build it. Now, but Daniel went on the Inush, how do you know he got an Inush? Ilay Mishun Nuchsiv, Atikur, Estel HaSach. Why was it called HaSach? Why is it called Asach? Because they cut him off from his gedula. So that was his oynish. Elaman was called Divrei Malchus Nechtach Mapiv, that all Divrei Malchus were Nechtach Mapiv. So it's a good loss, and he was in charge of everything. So where was his oynish? Ma'ik leMeimar. Gemara says the Shadah Gubadar Vivusa. They threw him into the lion's den, which was a oynish for him. He was very frightened, and it was a fright of his life, and therefore that was his oynish that he got. Now Tosfos speaks out that in the Targum of Achashverosh it says Nenosh Harvi that was killed. It says the Yigudu Mordechai is Divrei Esther looks to Hosam Asach because they killed Haman killed him because he was Meishes Dvarim in Esther Mordechai. And Tosfos says Agmara is obviously not like that Medrash. Let's see Gemara Vayta. It says the Mishnah called Kamidig Amadina that everything is like Kamidig Amadina. Call Suyim Mai. So, like we spoke at the Rosh says, the Minigam Adina is whatever materials you use is like the Minigam Adina. Gozes, Gvil, Kfisim, Levenim. What's that called? Suyamai? La Suyay asked the Nigam of the Hutzav Adafna. If there's a city that they're not able to make walls out of Hutzav Adafna, that's poles and this lattice work made out of branches and like willow trees, whatever that is, whatever the type of trees are, that's Hutzav Adafna. Even a wall like that, that's the Minig, you make such a wall. Then it says in the Mishnah, since They both wanted to make a koisla, and they both make it together. They both belong to both of them. It's pasha that it belongs to both of them. That's the kasha, belongs to both of them. So here, it belongs to both of them. So my answer is, it fell into one guy's reshus. And Betzim, that also should be pashat. We'll speak out some in a second. The Novel Shus Chad Benayu. In Abi the Pinu Chad Shus today. One guy brought into John Rishus. Ma'od the Tame and have either Chamoitzim or Chaveil Raya. You would think, dear, since it's Mar Rishus, so you have to bring a Raya. Kamash Lo. No, there's a Chazaka that they both built it together, and therefore it belongs to both of them. Now Tosfos says that even that's Pshita because how is that a muchzik. It's a muchzik achashanel asafik. You see a wall here. Who does it belong to? Me or you? And then it's a one guy's reshus. That's not called a muchzik. We know it's asafik. So Tosfos says, Mitara Tzri, this Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the oilam who learns yeshiva spends a lot of time on this Tosfos. And Mitara Tzri, the hainu achta parvah gemara, pshita kapir sekundus, that fil loy pasik long dino, the masisim, shidukhim eshdeim asu about karkam ayachokam ashava. That fil not for shus dechamanayu. It's all part of the kasha. And the gemara's tarot is, it fell into one of his reshus, and it was there for a long time. And the other guy was a meicha. That was the case. It did for a long time, and the other guy was a meicha. Then the chiddush is that he still say that you chalkim. Okay, I think we'll stop over here for this on this recording. We'll stop over here. We'll continue on the next recording from Bechein Beginah.